Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 10th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Harare Municipal Police today allegedly set on fire some goods owned by street traders as the local authority intensified its crackdown on illegal vendors.
This is inhuman. They have no heart at all. They don't even care about human rights. They do not care about people. People have got their money tied up in their stocks there, and they are killing people. People are vending for survival. This is money. This is all they have.
Thousands of Zimbabweans are expected to attend a prayer rally at Zimbabwe grounds in Harare tomorrow for Occupy Africa Unity Square leader Itai Dzamara, who was allegedly abducted 4 months ago.
We've invited a number of churches, we've invited a number of civil society, and as well as various political leadership. Everybody is welcome to attend that prayer rally.
And President Robert Mugabe says the world must always be prepared to tackle diseases like Ebola.
It is important to recognize and emphasize the need to embrace inclusive and complementary Ebola response mechanisms.
These stories and much, much more coming up.
Harare Municipal Police today allegedly set on fire some goods owned by street traders as the local authority intensified its crackdown on illegal vendors. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Some Harare street traders woke up this morning to find their bales of clothes stored at the footbridge near the council headquarters set on fire and were quick to accuse municipal police of touching their wares. One of the affected vendors, Gibson Gandawa, told Studio 7 that all the clothes he had ordered for resale were destroyed.
This is inhuman. They have no heart at all. They don't even care about human rights. They do not care about people. People have got their money tied up in their stocks there, and they are killing people. People are fending for survival. This is money. This is all they have. Where do you expect us to do anything? There are no jobs. Council took people's money, and there's nothing they are doing. They should have given us our money. People have been paying money for them to sell here.
Another affected street vendor, God knows Mataruse, said it would be difficult for him and others to repay the money that they borrowed in order to start their vending businesses. Acting Harare Town Clerk Josephine Ngwe denied that municipal police were responsible for setting the goods on fire.
We have no reason to do that, and we didn't do it at all. What our officers have on record is that there are guards actually who are employed by the vendors, and those guards are employed to guard the goods overnight, and they are there 24 hours a day. And during the night, it is those guards, from the information that we have, who lit a fire because of the low temperatures at night.
Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Cherith Charamba, confirmed receiving a report on the incident, adding that police are carrying out their investigations. At the same time, Charamba said most of the vendors who were arrested yesterday were fined for allegedly conducting themselves in a manner that was likely to breach peace, while only 3 of them remained behind bars after they were charged with assault. She said they allegedly attacked municipal police who were evicting them from illegal vending sites along Speak Avenue. As council intensifies its crackdown on street traders, the MDC, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, is urging the vendors to stay put, arguing that the government must put the economy back on the rails first before evicting them.
We are doing everything within our power, our lawful power, to protect the vendors. This is why we have come out very clearly to say that vendors should stay put, and you realize that the vendors, obviously in conjunction with our youth, are doing everything that they can to make sure that they are not removed from the streets.
Movement for Democratic Change councillors once attempted to remove the vendors from the streets, but the move was blocked by First Lady Grace Mugabe, who urged the street traders to occupy the streets. Local Government Minister Xavier Kasukwere has told Harare City Council officials to ensure that street traders are relocated to designated vending points or risk losing their jobs. Some of the illegal vendors, whose market stalls were destroyed by municipal police over the last 3 days, are returning to their previous vending points to sell their wares, while the council insists that they all have to leave. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Thousands of Zimbabweans are expected to attend a prayer rally at Zimbabwe grounds in Harare tomorrow for Occupy Africa Unity Square leader Itai Dzamara, who was allegedly abducted 4 months ago. One of the organizers of the rally, Bishop Anselmo Magaya of Grace Ablaze Ministries International, says all is set for the rally, which was postponed 2 weeks ago due to interference by some political parties. Dzamara's organization wants President Robert Mugabe to resign, saying he has failed to properly run the country since independence from British rule in 1980. Bishop Magaya speaks to Studio 7's Gibbs Dube about the rally.
We've invited a number of churches, we've invited a number of civil society, and as well as various political leaderships. We have opened up, you know, had a press conference on Wednesday, and we made it very clear that everybody is welcome to attend that prayer rally. But it is not going to be the politicians that are going to be players. They will come, they will be part of the service. They will, of course, give solidarity messages to the effect that Itai Dzamara has to be released or has to be looked for. And, you know, they will also express, of course, their commitment to peace and justice and security of persons.
Are you getting any blessings from the government?
Government, yeah. You remember the High Court gave a court order, so we're actually riding on that court order. That the court order has been given that the Dzamara family, we can be able, with anybody that is interested, to actually hold a prayer such as that. So we wouldn't know exactly what is in the mind of the government, but you know very well that subject matter for which we are gathering is a subject matter that will obviously open up certain things, and I'm sure obviously some of them may not be comfortable with that.
That was Bishop Anselmo Magaya of Grace Ablaze Ministries International speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Charles Nyoni of Occupy Africa Unity Square says most political parties are expected to attend the prayer rally.
This event is going to be very big because we have managed to invite all the big people of churches here in Zimbabwe. They are going to be there, and all the political leaders as well as the entire civic society of Zimbabwe.
When you look at the politics behind Mr. Dzamara, don't you think that maybe it has been hijacked by certain political parties?
To us, we don't care. All we care is anyone who shares sentiments with us on behalf of Itai is free and welcome to come on board. And if any political party realizes that they have lost relevance and Itai is the only thing that they can use his name to gain relevance, then that's up to them and their conscience. But to us, we simply call upon every Zimbabwean, whether you are from ZANU-PF or from MDC or from whichever party you are from, we call upon every Zimbabwean to join hands and come in on board.
That was Charles Nyoni of Occupy Africa Unity Square speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.